Stay tuned to Hi FM for the new normal show with Professor Barry Shoup every Wednesday at 10 a.m. for the most updated and useful information on COVID-19. As Professor Shoup engages with top experts on the pandemic, the new normal show is proudly brought to you by the Gauteng Provincial Government. Hashtag growing Gauteng together. The new normal show is proudly brought to you by the Gauteng Provincial Government. Hashtag growing Gauteng together.
Greetings and a very warm welcome on this rather chilly morning in Johannesburg. And welcome to the new series, Life in the New Normal. We are indeed living in the new normal era, and we will be living in the new normal era for well into the future. COVID-19 pandemic is an unprecedented phenomenon which the world has not experienced since the catastrophic mother of all pandemics, the 1918-1919 Spanish influenza pandemic of over a century ago. We now have a brand new virus called SARS-CoV-2, causing the disease of COVID-19. This virus was introduced into humanity barely 6 months ago and has now spread with great speed to a totally susceptible human population via a very pervasive and efficient way of transmission, the respiratory route. To date, over 550 million people have been infected in the world and close on 350,000 have died. In South Africa, the number of cases is now rapidly climbing as restrictions of the lockdown are being lifted. Over 24,000 cases have been identified and over 500 have died. In the face of this serious public health threat, we have all had to modify our lives very significantly. We have experienced 2 months of lockdown. We have gotten used to social distancing, wearing face masks, using hand sanitizers, and we have learned how to thoroughly wash our hands. Our lives have changed, and this is from now on going to be the new normal. So this morning I'll be speaking to Mr. Sipiwe Gumede. He is the Assistant Director of Health Promotion at the Gauteng Department of Health. We will be discussing what we can do in the new normal to keep ourselves and our families as safe as possible as we start re-engaging with the world outside, i.e. shopping, turning to school, outdoor activities, the workplace and so on. So please bring up any issues you are concerned about and would like discussed by my guest and myself over the next hour. If you want to contact me during the show, if you have questions or comments, as I'm sure you do and will have, this is how you contact me. You can send an SMS on 34519, SMS 34519, or you can send a Telegram message on 061-895-1019, 061-895-1019, or you can send me an email at onair, that's one word, O-N-A-I-R, at chai.com. Now, before I welcome my guest, as this is the first show of the series, may I say a few words about myself for those listeners who may not know me. My name is Barry Shoup. I am a medical virologist by training. I was also the founder and the former director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases, which has now been commonly called the NICD, which is the country's reference institution for infectious diseases. I was also the first professor of virology at Wits University, where I served as professor and head of the department for over 3 decades. I've also consulted to various international bodies, such as the World Health Organization, including being on the advisory to the Director General of the World Health Organization on pandemic preparedness. So let me now welcome my special guest, Mr. Sipiwe Gumede. Welcome, Mr. Gumede.
Morning, Prof. Thank you. And morning to the listeners.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Please tell us very briefly who you are, what you do, and what you're about. Please.
Okay. My name is Pio Gumede. I work for Gauteng Department of Health as a health promoter within the Public Health Directorate. I promote health to the public in general.
Oh, well, thank you, and thanks for coming on to the show. It's great having you. We've had a number of questions which have already come through, so maybe I'll just kick off straight away with the first one. I think what is concerning many parents around the country, of course, is going back to school. Can you just give us a little bit of what the department, how the department has involved in terms of health promotion with regard to children returning to school, the preparation, transport, returning home, etc.?
Gauteng Department of Health has been working closely with the Department of Education in terms of preparing children to go back to school.
Right.
Preparation will entail that the schools are deep cleaned and disinfected of any virus that might be. And then in terms of other preparation in the classroom, the social distancing, learners will be socially distanced in the classrooms. Then from home, as a parent, when the schools open on the 1st of June, and if your child is the one who was supposed to go to school, the first thing, please educate your child around this infectious disease in terms of hygiene.
Yeah.
That will be the first line of defense. If you are unable to educate the child, find somebody within the family or within your community or within your church who might be able to assist and provide basic education on disease prevention, especially this COVID-19 for the child, what the child needs to do for self-protection.
I think you've highlighted a very important point, Mr. Gumede. I think the education of the child is really going to be paramount in this whole exercise. Children, especially the younger children, I think really need to be educated what the disease is all about, and also how to, you know, the measures, which might be a bit unusual for a child. They might look at it as sort of a plaything, but I think it's so important that they wear a mask correctly, for example. That they don't fiddle with a mask, they don't touch their face and so on. So I think these are very important points that you've brought up.
Definitely, Prof.
Just can I ask you, Mr. Gumede, just in terms of what has been advised to the schools in terms of disinfection of the classrooms, is there some kind of regular protocol?
Yes, there is a regular protocol. The first one is to ensure that on daily basis, before children go to the classroom or even the schoolyards, there is somebody who is waiting at the gate just to make sure that children are sanitizing their hands or washing their hands if sanitizer is not available. And that the class on daily basis are cleaned so that the children go into an environmentally clean class. And furniture is arranged in a manner in which physical distance is observed.
Yeah, for a short ad break now.
The New Normal Show is proudly brought to you by the Gauteng Provincial Government. Hashtag Growing Gauteng Together. Stay tuned to High FM for the New Normal Show with Professor Barry Shoup. Every Wednesday at 10 a.m. for the most updated and useful information on COVID-19. As Professor Shoup engages with top experts on the pandemic. The New Normal Show is proudly brought to you by the Gauteng Provincial Government. Hashtag Growing Gauteng Together. The New Normal Show is proudly brought to you by the Gauteng Provincial Government. Hashtag Growing Gauteng Together.
Hi, Mr. Gumede. Come back to, we were talking about the disinfection of classrooms and so on. Is there some protocol that's been given to the schools about cleaning the classrooms before the children come in? When they leave, is this a daily or twice daily routine?
Definitely, Prof. There is a protocol that is in place for cleaning the classrooms. Cleaners at the schools being trained or were trained around cleaning the class for this particular new normal life that we're living. There is definitely a protocol.
And they will have sanitizers as well as cleaning material, presumably.
Definitely. All the chemicals that are relevant to disinfect will be in place in an ideal situation, although there might be challenges, as you can see. But definitely, basic cleaning materials will be available.
And you also mentioned that parents, when they take children to school, will need to just drop them off at the entry to school, but not inside school. Is that correct?
Yes, definitely, because the schools will be trying to minimize the number of people entering the school premises. Definitely not everyone will be allowed to enter the school premises without a very valid reason for that matter, for case of a disease prevention.
Yeah, and the school timetable, I think, so, or the actual timetable of when the classes will be opening will still be released. That still has to come. Is that right?
That's correct, Prof.
Yeah. The moment is just the two grades, the grade 7 and grade 12.
Yes, yes.
Is there anything else you'd like to talk about schools? You know, clearly the going back to schools is something which is concerning many, many people, many, many of our listeners, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of narratives that are going on around children going back to school. Some parents are opposed to it and so forth. But basically, our understanding is that the schools will be prepared in terms of hygiene.
Yeah.
And all protocols, yes, on all protocols related to disease prevention. The other basic factor that is also important is transportation. That, as Department of Health will advise parents, if they are able to transport children to their schools in their private vehicles, they must opt to do so as compared to public transport. But in a situation where a parent is unable to transport the child himself or herself to the school, the parents must make sure that the school transport observe the protocols around disease prevention, that the driver always wear a mask, and the transport, I know that is difficult. The vehicle is not overcrowded and all those things. And the basic one, Prof, lastly, in terms of school children, when children are returning from school, before they enter the yard, parents must make sure that the children wash their hands, and they take off the clothes that they've been wearing to school, and they take them to the washing, to the bathroom, and wash them. And the child needs to take a bath or shower before the child can sit comfortably in the house.
Quite extensive hygiene. That's good, very good.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. These would be appropriate for educating children.
Yes, it will be appropriate for educating the children.
As well as the educators as well, I presume, as well.
Yes, some of the teachers are aware of literature around prevention of COVID-19.
Yeah, because I think that's really going to be so primarily important, that the children are educated in all what you've just said up to now, which is so important for to prevent virus transmission. Just in terms of masks, are they all schools I have been provided with adequate masks for all the children? Could you just maybe talk to that?
Yeah, well, at this stage, I'm unable to confirm that all schools are provided with the mask. We'll observe the situation as it unfolds. However, parents are advised to make sure that they provide a mask for their children in an event there are no masks. We cannot guarantee 100%. I'm not sure of the logistics in terms of the delivering of PPEs. But this is for safety. Parents need to provide masks for their children and also educate the child how to wear a mask and what type of a mask. Remember, Prof, these homemade masks need to be three-layered. You know, we've seen some masks which have got a single layer of cloth with protective.
Yeah, I think this is so important because, first of all, you know, I think children should have at least, each child should have at least two masks dedicated to themselves. So when they come from the school or any public place, that they take the mask off, it has to be laundered and preferably ironed after being laundered, and that they have a replacement clean mask then, while the first mask is being laundered and dried and so on. The education of the child for the mask is just such important because really the mask is where it is close to where the virus can go into. In other words, the nose and the mouth and the eyes. They must really be so well educated that they try not to fiddle with a mask, not to touch the nose and mouth and not to touch the front of the mask. You know, I think that's really so important, educating the child in wearing a mask. Because a mask is very important. It's an important way of preventing infection. But on the other hand, if it's not worn properly, it can, in fact, be counterproductive.
That's true, Prof.
Are there any other points on the school before we leave it that you'd like to just bring up?
I think we've said...
I think we've covered most of it.
The schools, Prof. Let's observe what is going to transpire at schools. And we just hope and wish for the best.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll take an ad break and then we'll move into other aspects of preventing COVID transmission.
The New Normal Show is proudly brought to you by the Gauteng Provincial Government. Hashtag Growing Gauteng Together. Stay tuned to High FM for the New Normal Show with Professor Barry Shoup. Every Wednesday at 10 a.m. for the most updated and useful information on COVID-19. As Professor Shoup engages with top experts on the pandemic. The New Normal Show is proudly brought to you by the Gauteng Provincial Government. Hashtag Growing Gauteng Together. The New Normal Show is proudly brought to you by the Gauteng Provincial Government. Hashtag Growing Gauteng Together.
Welcome back to the show. It's Professor Barry Shoup. I'm hosting the show. And my guest is Mr. Sifiwe Gumede. He's the Assistant Director of Health Promotion at the Gauteng Department of Health. All right,
yes.
Thanks for discussion on the important issue of school hygiene and the children going back to school. We talked about travel, ideally in a private vehicle. But clearly many children and of course people going back to work, Jerry, not necessarily the school situation, will be going in public transport, either in taxis or in buses. Do you have any particular words of wisdom in terms of preventive measures for people going in public transport?
Yes, thanks, Prof. Once again, public transport, as you indicated, people will be going to different places, especially the workplace. The first line of defense is to wear your face mask. As soon as you leave your house, put the face mask on. And before you enter the public transport, be a taxi or a bus or a train, please sanitize your hands for purposes of making sure that you don't transmit any infections within that public transport, and also try to maintain a safe distance. Don't go into a crowded bus because that will actually increase your chances of infection. Don't touch surfaces if possible in the public, in a bus or in a taxi, because a lot of surfaces might be contaminated with the virus. And when you cough or sneeze, try to make sure that you cough into your elbow, or definitely if you're wearing a mask, definitely you're going to cough into your mask. And try to sit, give some space when you're seated to a next person. Basically, Prof, those are some of the basic practices that the public might practice, right, when they're in the public transport.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, thanks very much. I think those are very important. I think an important issue from the new normal, the way that we're going to have to live from now on, and something that we'll have to get used to, is talking through a mask. Because what I've seen outside is that people tend to pull the mask down under their nose and sometimes even under their chin. So the mask is guarding their Adam's apple, and that's not going to do very much good at all. So we're going to have to learn to talk through a mask if we need to talk. Ideally, if you're in a public transport situation, if you're in a taxi or in a bus, try not to talk. But if you have to talk on the cell phone and so on, you must keep the mask on. You must keep the mask above the nose. It must cover the nose. It must cover the mouth. It must go below the chin. There's really little point, because really it is talking, it is speaking, loudly, which generates those droplets which are infectious. And that's really what we're trying to prevent. So I think wearing the mask, it has to be done and must be done continuously, even while you're talking.
It's true, Prof.
Yeah. In terms of people going into shops, before going into shops, while they are shopping, when they're coming out of shops, do you have any particular things that you'd like to put across to our listeners?
Yes, definitely, Prof. Firstly, before you decide to go on shopping, determine whether is it necessary to go into that public space. Is it necessary for you to go to shopping? Then if definitely you need to refill your grocery cabinet before you go to shopping, wash yourself and put on your mask and you proceed. If you are able to avoid public transport, please do so. Use your own car. Most of the shopping centers, they've got lines, long queues. When you're in a queue, which is very important, of which people are still struggling with it in this new normal, please maintain physical distance. That is the first act that you can do. Maintain physical distance when you're standing on a queue. And when it's an opportunity for you to go inside the shop, get your hands sanitized before you enter the shop. And Prof, while still there on sanitizing, most of the shops that we did an evaluation, they're not using proper sanitizer. That's what we have checked the majority of the shops that went through. So if possible, you can carry your own sanitizer if you feel that the shop sanitizer is not that much 100%. Then the trolley or basket that you'll be using, make it sanitized. Most of the shops, they do have the towels where you wipe the trolley or the basket. Then you go into the shop, you purchase all your essentials and make sure that you spend as minimum time as possible inside the shop. And if possible, use your card, not money, and then you go out of the shop. While in the shop, make sure that you don't touch a lot of surfaces unnecessarily. Try to keep as minimum as possible in touching the surfaces, and keep your mask on. As you said, Prof, it must be above your nose, and please try to talk through your mask. Don't ever take it off your face, and then you leave the shop, you go back home. And when you go back home, before you enter your house, make sure that you wash your hands or you sanitize your hands and go to the bathroom, take off your clothes, and if possible, take a bath and shower, wash your hands before you can sit on your sofa or touch any surface, because you are from outside. You need to wash your hands and your body, and if possible, change the clothes that you are wearing when you went to the shops, because you might not know what might have happened. So basically, yeah. Prof, those are some of the basic advices that you can tell the public.
I think what's really so important, as you say, is the washing of the hands, because I often get questions. People worry about contamination from the packages of that they either which is delivered to the home, or that they get back from shopping. But an important thing is, if you do come back from shopping, is to wash your hands thoroughly, properly. And washing hands means washing with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, so all the surfaces of your hands get clean, because the hands are really what are the vehicles. Those are the vehicles in which the virus is transmitted. The virus can't go through skin, but if your hands are contaminated and you touch your mouth, your nose, your eyes, that's how the virus can be transmitted, and that's how one can pick up the infection. So I think those are quite important, valid points. There are two questions from listeners. The one is regarding the opening of the houses of worship and protocols. And thoughts about in the Jewish situation, shuls, possibly reopening. I think that's all still under discussion, when and where and how, and also the protocols. So I won't go into that in detail, because that is still being discussed. Then there was another about when I'll be able to go to friends for coffee in their homes. I think even under lockdown 3, we're not encouraging people to visit and to socialize. I think we must remember that although there is relaxation of a number of the restrictions of the lockdown, we are still in a situation where the epidemic is expanding. We're in that expanding phase, and I think we still need to be very careful. In fact, even more careful now because the epidemic is expanding in terms of social distancing, in terms of avoiding socialization. We must just hold on because we are still in a growing epidemic. In fact, the worst is probably still to come, as the state president has said on a few occasions. Relating to shopping, Mr. Gumede, would you like to, you know, people will be going back to work and a lot of people already have gone back to work. Any safety protocols you'd like to discuss around the workplace?
Yes, Prof. The first thing in the workplace situation, if you are sick, especially with flu-like symptoms, don't go to work. You can just report to your supervisor to say, we are not feeling well, we are showing flu-like symptoms, stay at home or you go and see your doctor. Don't force yourself to go to work if you are sick because you might spread the disease at a workplace. Yes, sure. That is the first point that we want to make. Within the workplace, always wear your face mask. As soon as you enter the workplace, of course, workplace, they've got compliance officers, we assume so. Before you enter the premises, you need to have your hands sanitized and put on your face mask. If you are working in an office environment, maintain a safe distance, physical distance from your colleague. Avoid going to colleagues' offices. Use a phone, use an email if you want to communicate with your colleagues. And if you are having meetings, avoid a boardroom situations. Use the new technology to conduct meetings. And sanitize your working equipment. Your keyboard on the computer, your telephone, please try to sanitize on daily basis when you come to your office because you this is one of the equipments that you normally touch. Yeah. And try not to speak to colleagues unnecessarily. As we said, and what is critical, maintain a physical distance within that particular environment.
Yeah, no, thank you, Mr. Gabriel. You know, what I've been advising when I've been consulting regard going back to work, I think, first of all, those people, as you mentioned, that are at risk, that's the older people and certainly people with other underlying illnesses, what you call comorbidities, they should really not go to work at all. That's the first thing. The second thing, that those work situations where people can work from home, as many as that can work efficiently from home should work at home and not go into the office. If they need to go into the office, to minimize when they go into the office and how often they can go to the office. And hopefully that work situations or work companies can kind of rationalize the minimum number of people that need to come to work, either by staggering the work hours or staggering how many days a week they need to come in and who needs to come in for the minimal amount of time. And then when they go to the office, as you've very rightly pointed out, Mr. Gumede, you kind of obey social distancing, hand sanitizing, avoiding chats around the water fountain and so on. I think we all know. But sometimes we tend to forget, particularly when we're in that situation when we're meeting our work colleagues and our friends and so on. Okay. Then the kind of related to another thing which has been another of the restrictions which has been lifted is the issue about exercising, about jogging, about running, about outdoor activities. And again, a lot of these safety things come up ways in which we can minimize the chances of a virus being transmitted. Would you like to comment on issues of exercise safety, outdoor activities?
Yes. We need firstly to indicate that if it's possible to exercise within your property, please do so. But in an event you feel going outside, to engage in those activities. As soon as you leave your gate, please wear on your face mask and don't exercise in groups. If in an event you've got a group of people that you exercise with, try to maintain a social distance when you are running. You know, you can run in one straight line, meters, 2 meters apart from each other. And try to not use public facilities like public toilets, for an example, if you are running in a park. You know, when we jog, sometimes you feel that you want to relieve yourself in a toilet. Try to avoid it as much as you can, because you might not know who was there before you.
Yeah.
And don't shake hands with your fellow people that are exercising. Yeah, definitely. It's the same protocols, basically, about disease prevention, wearing your face mask and maintaining a physical distance amongst other people that you exercise with.
So exercise is so important. I think as a public health thing, exercise is important. And one doesn't really want to restrict people doing exercise. But the problem is that, and I've noticed it myself when we go for walks, in this vicinity of High FM around here, that in fact,
yes,
it's only a small percentage of people that are actually wearing masks. And those that are, many
yes,
are, very often they don't wear them correctly. Because they are running in groups, or they are walking in groups, and they're talking to each other. And very often the mask is pulled down under the nose and is guarding their Adam's apple. And
yes,
particularly when in the outdoor one is maybe speaking a bit louder than normal, generating more respiratory droplets which contain the virus. When one is jogging, one is a bit out of breath, and one is, again, there's more respiratory droplets with virus coming out. And really, I think this is, as I say, I think exercise is extremely important, and we don't want to discourage that. But on the other hand, I think we do need to kind of emphasize again and again that people going out into the public place must wear their mask properly, must learn to talk with a mask on, not to pull the mask down. And really, you know, I'm actually quite upset because when I go for a walk in the morning and I see so many people not wearing masks, talking with each other, talking loudly to each other. You know, this is really, to be put it quite honestly, it's a selfish thing. Because you never know who is infected. We know that a large number of people, high percentage of people who are infected don't have symptoms. They might be feeling perfectly
yes,
well.
Yes.
But they are endangering other people, people who may be at high risk. And I think it's really a social responsibility if people are going out into the road to exercise that they do wear a mask, and that they try and avoid socializing as you have said. I know the one thing which has come back to me, a lot of people, particularly joggers, they say it is impossible to jog with a mask on because they can't breathe. Well, I think if that's the situation, then the jogger must actually choose a place where there are not people around. If they're not able to kind of wear a mask when they're jogging, they must go and jog somewhere where there's nobody around. Because it's really not fair to kind of endanger people and not wearing a mask when they're out in the street exercising.
I hope that has
come through. Okay, we do have a couple of questions that have come up now. Can we maybe take an ad break now and then we'll come back to these questions? There are some specific questions related to what we've been talking about.
The New Normal Show is proudly brought to you by the Gauteng Provincial Government. Hashtag Growing Gauteng Together. Stay tuned to High FM for the New Normal Show with Professor Barry Shoup every Wednesday at 10 a.m. for the most updated and useful information on COVID-19 as Professor Shoup engages with top experts on the pandemic. The New Normal Show is proudly brought to you by the Gauteng Provincial Government. Hashtag Growing Gauteng Together. The New Normal Show is proudly brought to you by the Gauteng Provincial Government. Hashtag Growing Gauteng Together.
Well, welcome back to Life in the New Normal. It's just Professor Barry Shoup. I'm hosting the show. And my guest is Mr. Sipiwe Gumede, who's Assistant Director of Health Promotion in the Gauteng Department of Health. Mr. Gumede, a question which has come up and that is that if a school, particular school, is not COVID ready, will the children still be obliged to attend that school? What would be the situation in those circumstances? That's quite a worry.
Yes, it's true. What is important, life comes first above everything.
Right.
If as a parent that you feel that the school is not ready, please report such a school to the authorities. You can speak to the principal and just find out what is happening. And if you are not satisfied, you can report it to the Department of Education and the Department of Health. In fact, that's a very important question, because parents are encouraged to monitor the readiness of the schools that they are children are attending.
Yeah.
Don't let your child to go into a school which is not ready.
Thank you. I totally agree. Life comes above everything else. Life comes above education as well.
Yes.
There's another question which has come up as we were discussing about masks. How can any human being keep a mask on for hours at a time? Absolutely. And it's a little bit difficult eating with a mask on. Now, clearly, you know, one can't keep a mask on for hours at a time. I think it would be reasonable for somebody to have if it's a well-fitting mask, and it's a mask which I think when one chooses a mask and one puts a mask on, it must be a mask which adequately covers the mouth and the nose and it doesn't leave air spaces, but it's still comfortable.
Yes.
And if it's not comfortable, I think one has to get a new mask. One has to get another mask. Masks should be reasonably comfortable. They shouldn't be too tight fitting and they shouldn't be too loose. And they must adequately cover the nose and the mouth. And then one can, I think, comfortably wear a mask for certainly quite a few hours. But I agree with you, certainly not continuously for a whole day. And in those situations, we have advised, for example, shop assistants, for example, to wear face shields. Now, face shields, those Perspex face shields, these are face shields, they're not quite as good in terms of protection as a mask. But on the other hand, if one has to kind of have protection for long, long periods of time, and I say long periods of time, I'm talking about the whole day, then maybe a face shield might be preferable to a mask. If it's going to avoid somebody fiddling with a mask, touching the mask, touching the front of the mask, and so on. If your nose gets itchy, then don't touch it with your hand. Touch it maybe with your forearm or with your elbow. You know, those are the kind of things we want to avoid, your hands getting contaminated. And you want to cover your vulnerable area. Your vulnerable area is your nose and your mouth and your eyes. That's what you want to protect. So all these kind of measures are really kind of geared towards that. I think a well-fitted mask, a comfortable mask, can be worn certainly for up to 2, 3, 4 hours at a time. Then clearly if one needs to eat, you can't eat with a mask on. You kind of pull it down from the sides and then you pull it back up again from the sides, never touching the front of the mask. All right. Can we, Mal, is there anything you want to add to that, Mr.?
Yeah, no, Prof, you have said a mouthful around that. And the point that I want to add is that when people are touching their mask, they must first wash their hands.
Right.
Never touch, yes, always touch your mask with your hands, which are safe and clean.
Yeah, no, yes. Absolutely. I think we also advise to wash your hands before putting on the mask.
Yes.
Because remember, your mask is going on the most vulnerable area of your body. You don't want to contaminate the mask. So wash your hands thoroughly before putting on the mask. And then wash your hands thoroughly after taking off the mask. Because the mask has been out in a public space where it can get contaminated. You don't want to contaminate your vehicles, your hands, when you take off the mask. All right. We'll just move on to people that are on. I think one of the worries of the lockdown has been people that have non-COVID disease. People on chronic medication, people who've got chronic illnesses. And this has been a worldwide phenomenon that there's been a lot of, and deservedly so, attention on COVID. And to some extent, some of the other preventative public health measures have been neglected. And various things have been pointed out, like, for example, childhood immunization, HIV medication, TB medication, other chronic medication. And I think it's really important for people not to neglect those other non-COVID diseases. COVID is extremely important and we need to kind of, because it is an expanding pandemic. But you also do need to take cognizance and be reminded that the other non-COVID diseases mustn't be neglected. And I presume that's also part of the health promotion of the Gauteng department as well, that people mustn't neglect non-COVID diseases. They must still go for the regular TB checkup, the HIV medication, and especially their childhood immunization must not be neglected. It would be a tragedy if a child gets a vaccine-preventable disease because of neglect.
Yeah, no, true, Prof. Those services are still available, and patients who are on chronic medications are encouraged to continuously take their medication. And if the patient feels sick, especially those who are having pre-existing conditions, they must not be afraid to go to facilities and tell the doctor or the nurse or sister in attendance that they're not well. Because most of them, because they're being told that they are high-risk patients for COVID-19, they're actually afraid of going to hospitals and clinics or doctors. They should not be afraid. If they're not feeling well, they must visit their healthcare facilities. And above all, they must continuously take medication. And as you indicated, mothers with children who are still taking the vaccine must go and go for those vaccines.
Yeah, Mr. Gumede, an important thing which has come up is that if somebody feels that they do have COVID, if they do have, they got a temperature, they got a sore throat, and they feel that they have what, they got the disease, they must then, their first call is to contact the doctor, but they must phone beforehand. They must alert the doctor that they're going to, that they think they may have COVID, or they might have been in contact with someone that is infected. But not to just simply rock up to the patient, up to the doctor's room or the clinic's room. They need to alert them beforehand. That is also what you are, I think, promoting as well.
Yes, that is a very important point, Prof. Because if you feel that you have been exposed and you are showing some symptoms which are similar to COVID-19, let the doctor in advance that you are suspecting yourself and you are coming at this particular time, so that the doctors and the nurses can take necessary precautionary measures in relation to that. Even those who are using the public health facilities, they must at least announce themselves when they are at the premises to say, I'm suspecting myself to be having this. Facilities, the public facilities, our clinics and hospitals do have some isolation rooms. When you go to a clinic and you suspect yourself that you are having COVID, announce to the authorities there at the clinic to say you suspect yourself to be having COVID, rather than to queue with other all general patients that might be dangerous. That's a very valid point, Prof.
Thank you, Mr. Gumede. We'll take an ad break, and then I'd like to just also carry on about who to alert if one does think one has got COVID. We'll come back to that after the ad break.
The New Normal Show is proudly brought to you by the Gauteng Provincial Government. Hashtag Growing Gauteng Together. Stay tuned to High FM for the New Normal Show with Professor Barry Shoup every Wednesday at 10 a.m. for the most updated and useful information on COVID-19. As Professor Shoup engages with top experts on the pandemic, the New Normal Show is proudly brought to you by the Gauteng Provincial Government. Hashtag Growing Gauteng Together. The New Normal Show is proudly brought to you by the Gauteng Provincial Government. Hashtag Growing Gauteng Together.
Welcome back to Life in the New Normal. It's Professor Barry Shoup. I'm hosting the show, and my guest is Mr. Sipiwe Gumede, the Assistant Director of Health Promotion in the Gauteng Department of Health. Mr. Gumede, an important point. If somebody is in a factory situation, they may or may not have their own doctor, Who do they go to if they suspect either that they've been in contact with somebody with a COVID infection, or alternatively that they feel that they might have it themselves and not feeling well? Who and how do they contact, how do they go about it?
You do have, if you do have the doctor's number, phone in to a doctor and advise the doctor of your situation at the time when you want to visit, so that they can make necessary preparation for you to be examined. In an event where you don't have a doctor's number, you can go in to a doctor's room, knock and maintain a social distance and speak to the receptionist to say, these are the conditions that you are finding yourself in. In an event when you are using a public clinic, for an example, a government clinic, when you come in, your first contact will be the security at the gate. Maintain a physical distance, tell the security, and inquire from the security. Then the security guard at the gate will direct you accordingly, because they are the first point of contact with the public. We normally advise securities to give people appropriate information about the facility.
Well, thank you very much. I think this has been a very valuable show. We've touched on a lot of important public health messages. I think what's very important, and I think you'll agree with me, Mr. Gumede, that very often people don't see the enemy that we're dealing with. It's a hidden hidden enemy. Very often the transmission is silent. It's what we call stealth transmission. And you know, people, particularly younger people, may not feel that that we do have a an important public health threat on our doorstep. We are still, as I mentioned earlier, in the beginning part of this pandemic or epidemic, as it is affecting us here in our country. We've seen in the Western Cape a rapid expansion of the epidemic. I think it's certainly going to come through the rest of the country. We know that this virus is characterized by the fact that geographically it's not homogeneous in all countries that have been affected, particularly in Europe and in the United States. It hasn't been homogeneous throughout the country. It starts affecting some parts of the country more severely initially and then spreads to the rest of the country. We're going to see this in this country as well. We're going to see it in Gauteng and I think it's in other parts of the country. I think it's very important that we are, that we keep aware that we are in a new normal. This is a new way of living. This is an unprecedented pandemic. It's going to change the way that we behave. And I think it's really important that we do keep all these measures in our uppermost in our mind, the social distancing, the masks, the hand washing, the sanitizing of our hands where there's no hand washing facilities, and so on. We're coming to the end of the show. Is there any concluding remarks you'd like to make, Mr. Gumede?
Thank you, Prof. The main thing is that people must know that their health is in their hands. Inform yourself with as much as information as you can about this COVID-19. Try to seek information. Can find information on the internet. Can find information from your doctor's room or your nursing sister or from any other person. And as you indicated, Prof, we're dealing with an invisible enemy. People, some people don't believe that is there. Please, to the public, the disease is there and is killing a lot of people and is making a lot of people to be sick. Let's try, Prof, by all means, to try to practice all the protocols that are related to disease prevention. Prevention is better than cure, Prof.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't say that better. So thank you very much, Mr. Gumede, the Assistant Director of Health Promotion, Gauteng Department of Health, for the very valuable work that you're doing. Thank you very much for coming on to the show. Thank you for your comments, which are very well taken. We do appreciate being with us. And thank you very much, and goodbye to everybody.
The New Normal Show was proudly brought to you by the Gauteng Provincial Government. #GrowingGautengTogether. stay tuned to Hi FM for the new normal show with Professor Barry Shoup every Wednesday at 10 a.m. for the most updated and useful information on COVID-19. As Professor Shoup engages with top experts on the pandemic, the new normal show is proudly brought to you by the Gauteng Provincial Government. #GrowingGautengTogether.